Legal implications of a dementia diagnosis. Here, a law expert has outlined the steps you must take to protect your family members and ensure their wishes get honoured if they receive a dementia diagnosis. Every person's case is different, but here are five things to think about according to Samantha Warner. Number one, consider the extent of the diagnosis. As dementia progresses, you will find that a diagnosis doesn't always mean your loved one has lost the ability to manage their affairs. Some of the simpler decisions could be easy for them, but you might notice they have trouble processing more complicated information. If they decide they'd like to make lasting power of attorney, a new will, or review the one they already have, they will require sufficient mental capacity. You should act quickly to give your loved one a chance to make their wishes known so you can arrange their affairs. Number two, is the will up to date? You should first check if they have a will. If so, find out where they store it, whether it's up to date, and if it's a true reflection of how they feel now. If they need help, it's best to contact a suitably qualified solicitor. After an individual has passed away, there may be questions as to whether the person had the capacity to make a will due to their diagnosis. If this becomes an issue due to the dementia stage or complex family dynamics, you can complete a formal testamentary capacity assessment. 3. Are lasting powers of attorney in place to manage finances? A property and financial affairs lasting power of attorney document enables you to appoint someone to help you organise your affairs, and you cannot do it yourself. It allows them to take over completely. It lets attorneys manage your accounts and pensions, pay bills, sign documents, and manage your property. It's important to check if the attorney has been completed, where the original is located, and if it's registered with the Office of the Public Guardian. By doing so, it helps to avoid the time-consuming and expensive process of applying for a court-appointed deputy. Number four, are lasting powers of attorney in place for health and welfare? It's also worth checking if there is a lasting power of attorney for health and welfare. It lets attorneys complete health and care decisions, including where you live and if you require life-sustaining treatment. It only comes into effect if your family member loses their mental capacity, so you must discuss their wishes in the early stages of dementia to ensure you know their decisions about living arrangements and care requirements. And finally, number five, find out their wishes and keep talking. Once your family member has received their diagnosis, it is time to talk to them about the future and what they'd like to happen once the condition becomes more challenging. Take your time and encourage them to write notes to make sure you understand what they want, including any decisions, attorney preferences, and funeral arrangements. But these could change over time, so please keep talking. Go through their paperwork with them to ensure you know all about their bank accounts and pensions. Checking their paperwork is stored safely for attorneys or future executors. It will allow attorneys to take action when it's time to address practical issues in the estate's administration. Putting your loved one's affairs in order will bring them peace of mind and ease the burden on you as you deal with the emotional and practical challenges.